أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with Suratul Isra, we're looking at the fourth section, which is the Quranic version of the Ten Commandments. And this is from Ayat 23 to 39. We've looked at the first one yesterday, which was based on Ubudiyah, which is وَقَذَا رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, which was your Rabb has commanded that you will not enslave yourself to anyone but him. Now we look at the second commandment. And the second commandment, although we've loosely written it down, is kindness to parents. There is far more to that than what there is. So let's start looking at it. And Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Let's just look at those two words first. And to your parents. And Allah has used the word walid, or walidain, which is those who physically gave you birth. In other words, your biological parents. And He says, to them they will be ihsan. One of the ways of looking at this is to them you will behave in the best possible manner. But Shahid Mutahhari in his book gives a really amazing explanation of the word ihsan. And I will paraphrase it and use it in our words. So for example, if I had £2 and my neighbor had none, it is my responsibility to give my neighbor £1. But if I gave my neighbor both those pounds, it is called ihsan. So here Allah is saying, to your biological parents, you will do ihsan. And this is the first manifestation of accepting Allah as our Rabb. In every salah we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You and you alone are we enslaved to. We're connected to. And we talked about Abd yesterday. The first manifestation is بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That's the first thing that comes out of this. So without that, there is no abd, there is no ubudiyah, there is no relationship, and there's no conditions here. It doesn't say they've got to be nice. It doesn't say if they are nice or if they are what you think they should be. It's just biological parents, your walidain, you must do ihsan. And this is because that is our first introduction to rahmaniyah, to mercy. Allah encompasses the human being with His mercy, but the manifestation, the first introduction of this mercy is through parents. And then He makes it more difficult. He says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عَنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. If either or both of them reach an old age with you, do not so much as say uff to them. Now the word uff means, initially it meant any sort of filth that's lying around that disgusts you. But it's actually, here in this context, is an expression of frustration or disgust or irritation or dislike. Sometimes it could be a facial expression. It could be a deep exhale or even saying, goodness, something like that. You cannot even say that. And then he continues to say, وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا. Now the word nahar is a river, and it actually means something to splash hard, like somebody splashed cold water on your face. And from it came shouting or scolding or barking. To the one who receives it, it's like they've been splashed in the face with cold water. And the imagery is somebody shouting at you and the spits coming out. So you cannot do that to them. And then وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. When you speak to them with respect. Speak to them graciously. And that's not enough. In the next ayah he says, وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wings of mercy. Lower your wings of weakness. ذُل is weakness. Out of mercy for them. See, a bird has the ability to fly. It raises its wings and it soars. But when it lowers its wings, it protects. When it lands, it protects its young. That's how you have to be to your parents. And when it says, Mina Rahma, It could mean one of a few things. It could mean out of mercy to them. It could mean because of the mercy that they showed you, and you will never be able to show them the mercy they showed you. And could also mean if you want the mercy of Allah, you must be able to have humility despite having the power and the right not to be humble towards your parents. And that's not enough either. You need Allah's help to be able to fulfill their rights. And therefore the order to raise your hands in dua and say, وَقُرْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And he says, say, O my Rabb, have mercy on them, just as they brought me up. Rabbah is not like Rabb. It is the word tarbiyah comes from it. They ensured my growth from when I was little. Now when this is mentioned, many will say, well, you know what? I understand what Allah is saying, but you don't know my parents. My parents are whatever they want to say. And in the next ayah, Allah says, really? Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Your Rabb knows. He knows what's in your minds. He knows your situation. But then he says, in takunu salihin. But if you are righteous, if you do all this, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. You will find him forgiving to those who come back to him after having gone a long way. Come back again and again. Awab is one who turns back after a long journey. Now this is expounded by Imam Zainul Abidin in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah in Dua number 24. Ramadan is the right place to be able to recite this Dua. I will take a few extracts to understand the Dua we need to do for our parents and their importance in our life. We could be the best human being in the world, but a hadith tells us we will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah if we do not act on these rules. So in this dua, Imam says, make my obedience and my devotion to them more gladdening to my eyes than sleep to the drowsy, more refreshing to my insides than drink to the thirsty. Ya Allah, lower before them my voice. Allahumma khaffidh lahuma sawti. Make agreeable to them my words. Wa atib lahuma kalami. Make mild before them my temper. Wa alin lahuma arikati. Make tender towards them my heart. Wa atif alayhima qalbi. And then he says, and turn me into their kind companion, their loving friend. The dua goes on and there's lots in there. But it says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي أَحْلِ الْأُقُوخِ لِلْأَبَائِ وَالْأُمَّحَاتِ. Place me not among the people of disrespect to fathers and mothers on the day when every soul will be repaid for what it has earned. O Allah, let me not forget to remember them after my wajib salah at every time throughout my night and in each of the hours of my day. Forgive me through my du'as for my parents. Forgive them through their devotion towards me. And I'd like to end with a story about Prophet Musa. He used to run up the mountain to speak to Allah. And one day Jibreel says, Musa, slowly. Musa, don't run. And he says, why? I want to go quickly. And he says, Musa, today mom has died. Now there is not that person who will raise her hands every time her eyes open for you in dua for your safety. Musa, you have to learn to look after yourself. May Allah make us amongst those who are respectful to their parents and therefore are those who are close to the Creator. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.